Now, ladies and gentlemen, the granddaughter of Stephen Foster, Mrs. Jessie Welch Rose, will cut the ribbon to open officially the museum building.
Ladies and gentlemen, the granddaughter of Stephen Collins Foster, Mrs. Rose, is now stepping forward to the northern entranceway to the museum building to cut the tape to officially mark the opening of this beautiful museum building to the general public. Shortly, we shall hear the University of Florida band and the national anthem.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, before the Star-Spangled Banner, one announcement. Thank you very much. Florida A&M Choir. Thank you. One important announcement before the Star-Spangled Banner. Mrs. Council Wooten of Tallahassee, please contact the Florida Highway Patrol out front. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Stirring strains of the national anthem still ringing in our ears as played by the University of Florida band and sung by that splendid choir from the Florida A&M College, we must say a reluctant farewell to the dedication ceremonies which have taken place here this morning in White Springs at the official opening formal dedication of the museum building at the Stephen Collins Foster Memorial here on the banks of the Swan. This tremendous crowd, which has stood very patiently and very entranced throughout this very colorful dedication ceremony, is now surging toward the building to gain entrance to see these splendid exhibits. We would like to invite you, if you are unable to attend this morning for any reason whatever, please to make it a point to visit the museum building here at the Stephen Foster Memorial just as soon as you can. You'll find it tremendously interesting and something that you'll be mighty glad that you did not miss. We wish to extend a word of very grateful thanks to literally hundreds of people through whose splendid cooperation these broadcasts by WDSR have been made possible. Our many thanks to Mr. Jim Yankow of the Voice of America for his splendid cooperation in assisting us in preparing in program material, information of one sort and another, for the NBC Voices and Events broadcast to be heard this coming Sunday afternoon at 2:30, locally at least. We hope very much that this very colorful dedication ceremony will be represented in that splendid documentary show of the events of the past week. We do have to go now. There's a great deal yet to be done. We have to clear the way down in Lake City for the opening game in this year's World Series. So, with a reluctant farewell, this is Fred Temple saying this has been a privilege and a real experience here this morning, and a pleasure to, in some way, provide a coverage for those who were not able to attend. This has been a special events presentation of Deep South Radio Waves.
This is WDSR, way down.